We are on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, 111A. The end of the second line, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Hamanasach Shlosha Yugin Lugin Yayin of Bechutz Chayim. The Tanakama informs me that if you do Nisach with three log of wine outside of the Azara, outside of the Beis Hamikdash, you're Chayim. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Omer Vahusha Kitchen Bekleid. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says that's assuming that you actually are Makadish them in a Kli, you use the Kli Sharis for it. So the Gemara asks, my Benayu, what's the difference between the two? It doesn't really mean what's the difference. It means, as Rashi says, but my Pligi, what's their point of disagreement? What are they disagreeing about here? And you'll see why it's my Pligi instead of my Benayu. But Omer of Adabar of Yitzchak, Rav Adabar of Yitzchak explains, Beirutze Midos Ika Benayu. We're talking about surface tension. When you have the Kli Sharis and you fill it up, at a certain point, you reach a stage where you're physically over the top. However, it still holds the liquid. And the question is, what's the status of that additional material? As Rashi says, Mashat Saf al Sfas HaKli, that which floats on top of the edge of the Kli, Travayu Kedushas Kli Bo. According to this view, both the Tanakhama and Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon say you're supposed to do it inside in a Kli. That wasn't the question. Miu Rabbanan Savri Berutze Midos Shalach Niskat. Should the Rabbanan say that when they create the Kli Sharis for liquid, they automatically include that which is over the top? That will also gain Kedusha. It's considered to be contained in the Kli. Rav Elazar Savralon Niskatshu, as Rashi says, Rabbi Elazar says that it doesn't become Kodesh, but Toch Kli Ba'inan has to be inside the Kli. And this is a machlokas, as Rashi knows, that you see in later on when we get Menachos. So Rav Adabar Rav Yitzchak says that the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar is not about whether you need a Kli Sharis at all, even though it's sure what it sounds like in the Braisa, but instead it's a machlokas about the overflow material. Rava braid the Rava Amar Karvu Nisachan Babama Ika Benayu, whereas Rava, son of Rava, says no. He says this is actually a machlokas about whether Nisachim were brought on Bamos. Now you'll say to me, you know, who cares at this point? We're not doing Bamos. Why does this matter? And that's why we say it's really, as Rashi says, but my Pligi, not my Benayu. It's what is the point of disagreement between them that leads to their different positions. It's not that he's asking, so can I do this on a Bama today? He wants to, the debate between the two of them really is, did you bring the Sachem on the Bama? And this goes back to our discussion that we had yesterday, but now we're actually going to see it walked through entirely. It's really this Tanaitic debate about whether Nesachim were brought on a Bama. And here we go. Here's the Braisa. We hinted to this yesterday. Now we see it. Bamas Yachid Eina Tzricha Nesachim Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe's position is that the Bama, the private Bama, does not require Nesachim. And when we say it doesn't require Nesachim, it means you don't bring Nesachim. That's really what we're saying. Well, that's exactly what we're at right now. That's why the line said that. Hang on one second from yesterday, but yes, that's what we're getting at here. The position of Rebbe is that the private Bama does not involve Nesachim, and what we said yesterday, unpack it now, we can do it just as easily. The Pasuk in Parsha Shlach says, Kisabo al Eretz Moshe Vaseichem, when you come into your land, that's when you're going to do the Nesachim. So if they did Nesachim already in the Midbar, then that pasuk isn't there to teach me about Nesachim, because we're already doing Nesachim. That pasuk is to teach me you do Nesachim even on a Bama Katana, even on a small private Bama, not just in the big Beis HaMikdash. And then once you tell me that you do Nesachim on a Bama Katana, we know the rule is Bama Katana doesn't involve Kli Sharis. So therefore, that means Nesachim don't require Kli Sharis. So if you're already doing it in the Midbar, there are three things that go together. That's what I wrote on the sheet. Three pieces go together. If you do Nisuch in the Midbar, that means that Kisava was telling me you do Nisuch on a Bama Katana, which tells me that you're Mekadesh the Nesachim even without a Kli. Whereas if you believe they weren't doing it in the Midbar, then it follows from there that the Pasuk is teaching me that you do Nisuch at all when you come into the Beis HaMikdash. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, I should say. In which case, it's only teaching me about the Beis HaMikdash. It's not teaching me about Bama Katana at all. and you need a klisharis in order to we matnish, in order to sanctify the nesachim. The three go together.
There's no klisharis by bama.
By bama katana, correct. V'chacham omrim tzeunim nesach, tzeunim nesachim. And the chacham's answer is no. It requires nesachim. That's the position. Excuse me, of the rabbanan in our brisa. So the rabbanan in our brisa who say that the Rabbanan in our Brisa who say that we don't require klishares are of the position that they weren't brought in the Midbar, they were only brought on Bama Gedola when you came into Eretz Yisrael, whereas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says no, they're bringing it on a Bama Ketana, and therefore klishares is not going to be required. I'm sorry, that's the Tanakama here. I flipped it. The Tanakama said you don't require klishares. He says you did Bama Ketana and you did it in the Midbar. That's the order of things. Vahani Tanoi, we're about 10 lines down. Vahani Tanoi, Gehani Tanoi, that Machlokas Tanoi matches the following Machlokas Tanoi. I'm Tisanya, here's a Braisa. Kisa Vohu, the Pasuk says from Parshas Shlach, when you enter the land, Ladina Nesachim Babama Gedola Kasav Medabers. The Tanakama says that's in order to teach me. You do nesachim on a bama gedola, base hamikdash style. We're talking. Atamar bama gedola, eino afilu bama ketana. Maybe it's also on a private bama, bama ketana. No, kishu omer al eretz moshvasechem asherani no sein lachem. The pasuk says to your land that I am giving you. Hare bama hanohagis lekulchem akasim medaber. It's all in the plural to teach me that we're talking about a bama that's for everybody. The major bama. The Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rabbi Shmuel's position. They weren't doing it in the Midbar. They come into Eretz Yisrael, they do it on a major Bama, and Klisharis is involved. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kisa Vau, Lahat Ina Nesachim, Babama Ketana, Kasim Medaber. And Rabbi Akiva says, no. It's there to teach me that you do Nesachim even on a minor Bama. Ata Omer, Labama Ketana, Oeinu, Labama Gedola. How do you know? Maybe it's in fact for the large one? No, because the Pasuk says, Kishu Omer, Al Eretz Moshvo Seichem. It says, in the land of your dwellings, plural. So, Harei Bebama Hanoheges Bechol Moshav Asakasim Medaber. It's talking about something you could do anywhere you dwell, i.e. Bama Ketana. Kishatim Talomar Ledivir Rabbi Shmuel La Karbon Nesachim Bamidbar Ledivir Rabbi Akiva Karbon Nesachim Bamidbar. The upshot is Rabbi Shmuel will say they didn't do it in the Midbar. Kisavo who came to teach me that you have Nesachim on a large Bama, and Rabbi Akiva will say no, they did it in the Midbar, and Kisavo was to teach me about the Bama Ketana. That's the idea, and that's the Machlokes. And as long as you remember what I italicized there, that these three things go together: Nisach in the Midbar, Bama Ketana when you enter Eretz Yisrael, and Kiddush happens without Kli. Everything else falls into place. Yeah, but that was from yesterday. Yeah. That's on the close. That's why I ran to finish it yesterday, because I knew that if I would do it today, you would make me read every word of that Rashi. So that's why I had to make sure to finish that. Okay. Reb Nechemia Omer Shari Adam Sheikrim B'chutz Chayuv. Got your number, Mati. All right. So the next. Absolutely. The Mishnah, Rabbi Nechemia said, Sherei Adam Shekriva B'chutz Chayev, right? That if you have the remnants of the dam that were supposed to be poured out to the Asod, and you do it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so you're going to be Chayev. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nechemia, Kidivrei HaOmer, Sherei Hadam, or Shiraim, depending on your edition, Me'akvin. He says, why does Rabbi Nechemia say I'm Chayev if I do the Sherei Hadam, the remnants of the dam, outside of the Beis HaMikdash? It must be that he believes this is a required avoda. Right? If it's not a real avoda, we've already established that Ha'alah B'chutz doesn't apply. Right? We spend a lot of time trying to define where Ha'alah B'chutz is relevant and where it's not relevant. So the fact that you're telling me it's relevant for Shiarei Adam means you believe Shiarei Adam, the remnants of the Dam that's supposed to be poured out at the base of the Mizbeach, that's actually a Ma'akev. That's a real formal requirement for the validity of the Karban. Meisvei, so the Gemara says, but that's not what Rabbi Nechemia says. Look at this debate between Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Shiarei Adam Shekrivim B'chutz Chayev. Rabbi Nechemia says, if you bring the Shirayim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you are going to be Chayev. And Omer lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to him, Balo Shiarei Adam Shiarei Mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Those are considered remnants of the mitzvahs. Rashi says, She'ein Ma'akvin Es HaKapara. They don't hold up your kapara. They don't disqualify your carbon if you didn't do it. So Rabbi Akiva says, why is it that should be a big deal if you do it outside the Beis HaMikdash? And Omer lo, look at Rabbi Nechemia's answer. Rabbi Nechemia doesn't say to him, we're about two-thirds of the way down, three-quarters of the way down, on Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Rabbi Nechemia doesn't go back to him and say, no, I believe that it's Ma'akev. That's not what he says. He says, look at the pieces of the carbon that are supposed to go up on the Mizbeach, but they're not mechaper. The fats and the light that you put up at night, as Rashi says, ain ma'akvinas ha-kapara. They don't hold up the kapara. The ain kapara le-bedam. Kapara happens only by placing the dam on the Mizbeach, not these evarim and pedarim. Back in the Gemara's text, change shiare mitzvah. Those are called remnants of the mitzvah. But you can't bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Nechemia's answer to Rabbi Akiva was that there are things that aren't key, central to the Avodah, that you can't bring outside the Beis HaMikdash, like Ivorim and Pedarim. And I believe the same thing is true for Shearei Adam. Omar lo, lo, to which Rabbi Akiva wrote, to which Rabbi Akiva replied, im amrit be'evarim u'pedarim shein t'chilas avoda, tomer b'shiyarei adam shein t'chilas avoda. Rabbi Akiva's reply, and that ends the debate here, is that there's a difference between the evarim and pedarim and shiyarei adam. Shiyarei adam are leftovers from the preceding avoda, putting the dam on the mizbeach, and that's why they're of a lesser standing than evarim and pedarim, which putting those on the mizbeach is considered an avoda in its own right, and therefore it has greater significance, and if you do it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be chayiv. Upshot of this piece is, Rabbi Nechemia has a nice debate going with Rabbi Akiva about Shiyarei Adam, and he never once says, I believe that pouring the dam, pouring the blood at the base of the Mizbeach, is a bona fide avoda. Vim Isa, the Gemara says, if this is really what he believes, Le'malei hani nami ma'akvi, let him stand up for what he believes in and say, Shiyarei Adam ma'akev. Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Okay, tiyufta, fine. Vahashta, however, Vahashta da'amar ravada barava machlokes b'shirayim apnimiyim avo b'shirayim achitzonim divra kol lo ma'akvi. However, we know that ravada barava adds an insight here. And he says the debate between Rabbi Nechemia and the Tanakhama in our Mishnah was actually regarding specifically the shirayim of the pnimiyim, meaning the chattas that's brought inside, okay, in the Beis HaMikdash, the chattas apnim, the one from the Heichal, the one which we say, as Rashi notes here, all of the placements of the Dam are Ma'akev, as opposed to the Chatas outside, where you do even one, and you've completed your Kapara. So this is a Chatas HaPnim. That's where Rabbi Nechemia makes his statement. But if they're from the outside, the external, the Azara ones, then Rabbi Nechemia will agree with everybody else. It's not Ma'akev. So therefore, I could answer, when Rabbi Nechemia said that they're Ma'akev, he's talking about B'shirayim HaPnimim, the ones from the internal Chatas. Kitanya Hahi, whereas when he had his debate with Rabbi Akiva, the reason he didn't put up a fight was because that was B'shirayim. That was the shrine from the external ones, and there he doesn't disagree. He agrees with everybody else that it's not going to be ma'akev. I'm following Rashi's edition. You can find it in the inside margin. If so, then why didn't Rabbi Nechemia say that to Rabbi Akiva? Why didn't Rabbi Akiva made his hakish? He said, "Well, look at Ivorim and Pedarim. Why didn't he speak up?" So the Gemara answers, it's after the parentheses, El Advarv Rabbi Akiva Ka'amar. He was saying, within your view, Rabbi Akiva, that's where I take my stance. According to me, Shirayim are Ma'akev. According to you, they're Shirayim Mitzvah, and I'll say you can still prove it from Evar Mupadarim. That's the idea. In other words, he was making his point within the debate with Rabbi Akiva. Okay.
So Shirayim that you do outside the Jechayiv, you have to do it on Rosh Shabbos Be'ach, or you have a qualification?
So that goes back to Rabbi Shimon, I think, from yesterday. If you take Rabbi Shimon's view, any time and any place you bring it with intent that it should be a karbon,
right,
you're Chayiv, yeah, no matter what. It could be on a stone.
Right. I'm saying, I'm going to hold Rosh Shabbos Be'ach.
Uh-huh.
How about the Shirayim, which usually goes to the
Yisod?
Do you need Rosh to be Chayiv outside, or even...
That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't know. Don't know. I have to think about that one. And I probably still won't come up with an answer, but it's a good question. Okay.
Is part of a mizbeach.
Yeah, no, it's a very interesting question. In other words, if you're telling me a voda that's done with the mizbeach, does it have to be done in the way that it would have been done inside? You don't have to ask the question just with that. You can ask the question if you do matnas dam on the corner, and you don't do it on chudo shel keren, outside the Beis HaMikdash. So is that called halah? My gut is to say it's not, but I can't prove that.
You use rosh hamizbeach.
Yeah. Well, that's if you take Rabbi Shimon. But if you're not with Rabbi Shimon, that's his question. It's a good question. Okay. Mishnah. This Mishnah, I broke my head making this table, so I hope it works. Let's see. Hamolek es ha'of bifnim. Vehela b'chutz chayev. You did your malika inside of the Beis HaMikdash. That is the first column, if you're going from right to left in the chart for the Tana Kama. We're dealing with birds here, as I wrote Oaf. So you do a Malika inside the Beis HaMikdash, Behe'ela B'chutz, but then you brought it up outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so Chayev, then you're going to be Chayev. That we know, that's easy. That's the column that I marked with the letter A. Malak B'chutz, Behe'ela B'chutz, let's say you did the Malika outside, and then you were mala outside, that's where I marked B, so the rule is pater. Because it was no good in the first place, because you did malika instead of doing a shrita, it's outside, right? Correct. Well, for malika inside is a separate issue.
You're not chayiv for the halal, and also not for the malika.
You're not, no, I don't think, I think if you do malika inside the base, I think there's Rashi tells you right here, hang on, he says, malak, hang on, he says, malak b'chutz, he says, nevela ishe malika l'befnim, l'fichach pater al ha'ala also, v'amalikaso nami pater k'damran b'resh pirkin. He says, you have to go back to Kuzayin, right, in order to find out that in fact your pater, that was Friday's Gemara. No one's responsible to remember Friday's Gemara anymore, because today's Tuesday. But nonetheless, he said, that's what he said there. When we say pater of a lesser, you're not supposed to be doing this. But there's nothing to do.
Yeah,
right? We don't have anything to do.
That's what we're
saying. Okay. Let's say you did shchita on it. You weren't supposed to, but you did shchita on it inside the Beis HaMikdash. V'hela b'chutz, and then you brought it up outside the Beis HaMikdash. Pater, that's where I marked C. Okay, and so far these things make sense. It's the last column that's funny. Shachad b'chutz. If you shefted it outside the Beis HaMikdash, v'hela b'chutz, and you put it up on a mizbeach outside, ha, chayav. You're actually going to be chayav. Why? Take a look at Rashi. Top Rashi. Afal ha'alor. Shchita b'chutz ba'ov. Rab ye rachmana me'o asher yishchat. Because the Torah includes shchita b'chutz by a bird, by adding in o asher yishchat mechutz l'machane, that's meant to include the birds. Va'aha'alor aso nami amrinan l'kaman v'alehem tomar la'ariv parshios. Remember we had v'alehem tomar to merge shchita b'chutz and ha'alor b'chutz? So he says that vav in v'alehem tomar merges the two sections to teach me the kosher is chayiv al shchitas b'chutz. Anytime you are liable for shchita outside, im chazer ve'he'elon ohu or acher, if you then put it up outside the Beis HaMikdash, chayiv, you'll be chayiv a second time. So he says, number one, we included o asher yishchat to teach me you're chayiv for shchut echutz. And number two, once you're chayiv in shchut echutz, you're also chayiv in ha'alah b'chutz. So therefore, the rule is going to be chayiv in the column that I marked D. So that's the Tana Kama. And he concludes by saying, Nimsa derech hechshero bifnim, so that which worked to make it kosher inside, meaning malika, pituro b'chutz, will result in you being patur if you do that outside. Meaning malika worked bifnim. If I do malika outside, and then I do ha'alah outside, I'm actually going to be patur. Derech hechshero mibachutz, that which is the way to do hechsher outside the Beis HaMikdash, meaning shchita, Peturo mi bifnim. If you do it inside the Beis HaMikdash and then do ha'alah outside, which is column C, you're going to be pater. That's the Tana Kama. And then we get Rabbi Shimon and we don't understand what Rabbi Shimon is talking about. But this is what he says. Rabbi Shimon, Omer kol shechayavin olav b'chutz, chayavin al kayote bo bifnim, shehe'ela b'chutz. He says, if you're chayav for doing it outside, for doing some avoda outside and then doing ha'alah outside, you are also chayav for doing that inside. That's why I have my arrows there on the in the Rabbi Shimon table. He says there is some case in which that's what the chart should look like. This that you're chayav on both chutz min ashochet b'fnim u'mala b'chutz. Except if you do the shchita inside and your mala outside, then I agree with you. It's not true. You're chayav on shochet v'hela b'chutz. You're not chayav on shochet b'fnim and hela b'chutz. Yes.
If you do malika outside and bring it inside.
Yeah. According to whom?
I don't know.
Well, according to the Tana Kama, if you do malika b'fnim and you bring it outside, you're chayav. If you do malika outside, you bring it, and you bring it up outside or inside? No, it's puzzle. You didn't do anything. Yeah, it's not a good thing to do. Please don't do it. It's just a puzzle carbon. So the Gemara asks, first of all, on the wording in the Tana Kama, Hai hechshero. When you say hechshero bithnim to refer to malika, chiyuvohu. It says chiyuv. What do you mean? Because the you're talking about someone who does malika inside and then brings it up outside. It's a liability. It's not hechsher. You know what we meant. What we meant was that pattern, which that process of Malika, which is normally the Hechsher process. Fine. Our problem is Rabbi Shimon Omer v'chulei. Ahecha koi. What was Rabbi Shimon talking about? Where is there a case in which someone else, other than Rabbi Shimon, believes that for doing everything chutz, you're going to be. Well, we don't even know, but let's say you're going to be chayav, and for doing it bifnim and then being malah b'chutz, you're going to be patur, then Rabbi Shimon is going to argue with him. Ilei ma'areisha koi, if you're going to tell me he's talking about the reisha, the malika case, we know that it's not true. Why? Because it said, hamolek of bifnim ve'ela b'chutz chayav, you do the malika inside and your malah outside, right, that was column A, you're going to be chayav. Malak b'chutz ve'ela b'chutz patur, you did the malika outside and then the halah outside, you're going to be patur. V'amalei Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon is coming to tell me, ki hechi depnim mechayev, just like you are chayev in column A, b'chutz nami mechayev, you're also chayev in column B, if you did your malika outside and your halah outside. If that's what you believe Rabbi Shimon says, then why didn't Rabbi Shimon actually use those words? Rabbi Shimon said the opposite. Rabbi Shimon said from B to A, not from A to B. Hi, kol shechayev an olav b'chutz, when he said, if you're liable outside, you're liable inside, what it should have said was, kol shechayev an olav bifnim mibayaleh. It should have said, if you're chayev inside, then you're chayev outside. That doesn't fit Rabbi Shimon's wording. You follow what's going on? You have to keep one eye on the table, I think. But the idea is that Rabbi Shimon is telling me, if I'm chayev chutz, I'm chayev pnim. If you look at the Reisha Bar Mishnah, it starts off by saying that you're pater b'chutz. The only way Rabbi Shimon could apply to the Reisha is if he says, if you're chayev pnim, you're chayev b'chutz. But that's not his words. Ela ki yechid b'chutz lo mechayev, b'fnim nami lo lechayev. And if you're going to read into Rabbi Shimon that he's saying that, just like you are pater outside, so too you are pater inside, then that's what he should have said. Then he should have said, if you're not chayav outside, then you're not chayav inside. That would have been his statement. So he can't be talking about the ratio. He's not talking about A and B. He's not talking about Malika. So what's he talking about? Ela seifa koi. Maybe he's talking about shchita in the seifa. And what he's saying is that you're chayav in shchita b'chutz, and therefore you're chayav also if you shecht it inside and your mala out and your mala outside. Maybe that's the way to take it. We said hashochet of bifnim ve'ela b'chutz potter on the sixth wide line. If you shecht the bird inside and your mala outside, you're potter. Shachat b'chutz ve'ela b'chutz chayav. If you shecht and mala outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're going to be chayav. That's our mishnah. Va'amar le Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is saying ki hechi de bifnim lo mechayav. Maybe what he's saying is, just like you're pondering column C, so you're pondering column D, but then the wording doesn't make sense. Then he should say, just like you're pondering for one, you're pondering for the other. Not just like you're chayev for one, you're chayev for the other. Ella, rather, if he's trying to say, let's go from D to C, you're chayev for shchita and ha'alah outside, so too you're chayev for shchita bifnim and ha'alah outside, he says, Rabbi Shimon said explicitly, that's not true. He said, I agree with you. Chutz min ha-shochet b'fnim v'amala b'chutz. If you're shech inside and you're mala outside, then I agree that that doesn't fit my case. That's in a whole different set of rules. So that can't be what he was referring to. So I don't understand Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is trying to tell me that there's a case in which I'm chayav for avoda b'chutz, and therefore I'm also chayav for avoda b'fnim, and he can't be arguing with our Mishnah. It doesn't work. So the Gemara says, you're right. There are three different possibilities for what Rabbi Shimon is actually arguing with, and those are in the lowest table there on the sheet. Amar Zi'iri. Zi'iri brings this one first. He says, Shechitas Laila b'behema, or shchitas behema b'laila, depending on your edition, ika be'nayu. He says, you're right. The machlokas, Rabbi Shimon of the Tanakhama, is talking about if you shecht an animal, so far so good, that was what you were supposed to do, at night. That's my debate. V'achi ki amar. And this is it. V'cheina shochet behema b'fnim b'laila v'hela b'chutz pater. The Tanakhama, with whom Rabbi Shimon is arguing, says that if you shecht an animal in the Beis Hamikdash at night, and then you bring it up outside, you are going to be pater. That's going to be the position of the Tanakhama. As Rashi explains, the Pasuk says, B'yom Zivchachem, you're supposed to do the Shechita during the day, and it's the position of Rabbi Yehuda who says it's not a valid carbon at all. So therefore, if you're mala outside, you're pater, because you didn't do anything. Shachat b'chutz balayla, the hella b'chutz chayav. However, if you did your shechita at night outside, as Rashi says, the b'shechita t'schutz lo shna layla miyom. Once we talk about the prohibition against shechting outside the Beis Hamikdash, I don't care if it was night or day. You violate it no matter what. By shechting a carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're chayav, I don't care what time it is. So that's the Tanakama. Shachat b'chutz balayla, the hella b'chutz chayav. And Rabbi Shimon comes along to say, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shechayav and alav b'chutz, if you're liable for shechting outside at night, and being ma'ala outside at night, then chayav and akayotze bo, bifnim ve'alav b'chutz, then you're also liable if you did the shechita at night inside, and then were ma'ala outside. The ma'ala outside could be during the day also, it doesn't matter. Chutz min ha-shochet of bifnim ve'alav b'chutz, and what he's saying is, that's my rule, except by birds. Because by birds, you're not supposed to do shechita. So that's what Rabbi Shimon's argument was. He said, just like you're liable for shechting your carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash at night, you're liable for shechting your carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash at night and then bringing it outside. That's the machlokas. That's,
he holds an olu lo yarat.
That's part of that, yes. Rava Omar, Rava says, Kabbalah b'kli chol ikabeinayu. Rava says, you know what the machlokas is? It's about if you did the Kabbalah, you did the Kabbalah sadam, you caught the dam in a non-kli sharis. Forget the whole nighttime thing. That's the machlokas. What do you mean? Vachi ka Omar. And this is, watch what he does. He says, V'chena makaba b'kli chol bifnim v'hela b'chutz potter. The Tanakama's position is catching the dam in a kli chol inside and then bringing it up outside, you're potter, because there's already a psul in what you did inside. It's just like shechita balayla. It's just we're substituting a new disqualification. Instead of my disqualification being it was nighttime, my disqualification is I didn't use a kli sharis. That's all. So if I do it in the Beis HaMikdash, that way I'm potter for being ma'ala outside. However, if I do the Kabbalah in a non-kli sharis outside the Beis HaMikdash, then he says, I'm going to be chayiv, v'hela b'chutz, and if I bring it up outside the Beis HaMikdash, then I'm going to be chayav, because outside the Beis HaMikdash, I don't care, kli sharis or no kli sharis. That's the Tanakama. We distinguish between where your initial avodah was done wrong inside and where your initial avodah was done wrong outside. And along comes Rabbi Shimon to disagree. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, kosha chayav and alav b'chutz, chayav and akayote, bo bifnim ve'alav b'chutz. Rabbi Shimon says, just like you're liable if you caught it in a non-kli sharis outside, so too you're chayav if you caught it in a non-kli sharis inside. And then we're mala outside. Chutz min ha-shochet of bifnim ve'alav b'chutz. Unless you're talking about birds. Birds are a different category. That's our fourth. And then finally, we have our last way to read Rabbi Shimon. Hashda detani avua de Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Once Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak's father, right? What's Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak's father's name? Rav Yitzchak, right. Why is he mentioned this way? Because Shmuel became famous as everyone knew Shmuel when he was very young. This isn't the famous Shmuel, but this Shmuel became well known when he was very young. And everyone said, oh, there's Rav Yitzchak's son Shmuel. So therefore, the father of, oh, that's Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. He says, Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak's father said, Hamolek of bifnim vehelo b'chutz chayiv. If you do malika of the bird inside and then your mala outside, you are going to be chayiv. Molak b'chutz vehelo b'chutz potter. If you do the malika outside and the ala outside, you're potter. That's like what we said in column B in our first chart. Rabbi Shimon machayiv, and Rabbi Shimon says you are chayiv. So I'll say Rabbi Shimon hasam koi. That's where Rabbi Shimon made his comment. Utni, and the way you should read it is this: Kol shechayiv and ala bifnim. Vehela b'chutz, if you're chayav for doing it inside where you're mala outside, i.e. malika b'fnim, chayav and olav b'chutz, you're also chayav if you do it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, we have a whole new addition for Rabbi Shimon. That's the idea. What Shmuel's father teaches me is that Rabbi Shimon says you're chayav when it comes to malika b'chutz and ha'ala b'chutz. That's the idea. Okay, new Mishnah. Chatas shekibel dama bekos echad. You caught the dam from the chatas in one cup. Nasan b'chutz, v'chazer v'nasan bifnim. Okay, you then put the dam on the mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. You put part of the dam, and then you put the rest of the dam on the mizbeach inside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so or bifnim v'chazer v'nasan b'chutz. You did it inside, and then you put the rest outside. So you're chayav, you're liable, shekula roi bifnim, because all of it belongs on the mizbeach inside the Beis HaMikdash. This is not news. We knew this already. As Rashi says, kedin hasba. It's just brought along because it's going to fill out the set for us. But really, we already knew that. You catch the dam, you do some of it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're in trouble. Shkoyach. Next part, though, is what we need to learn. Kibel dama b'shtei kosos. If you caught the dam in two separate cups inside the Beis HaMikdash, nasan shneim b'fneim pater. You put them both on the Mizbeach, pater. And we don't mean pater, you mean you're fine. However, shneim b'chutz chayev. If you put them both on the Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're now chayev. I knew that too. Echad b'fneim v'echad b'chutz pater. If I did the first one inside and the second one outside, I'm pater because I already took care of my zrika with the one that I did inside. Echad b'chutz v'echad b'fneim. If I did first one outside and then one inside, chayev alachitzon. First of all, I'm liable for what I did outside. But second, v'apnimi mechaper. The second zrika that I do, the one inside the Beis HaMikdash, actually is mechaper. That one works for the karban. That's the rule. Lama davar doma. The Gemara is going to revisit these last few lines, but let's read them as we have them in the Mishnah. Lama davar doma. To what may this be compared? When you have two cups of dam from the same karban, it's like when you have two animals for the same karban. You designated your chatas, you lost it, then you designated a new one for your chatas. And then, oops, found the first one. Very shtein omdos. Now I have two animals sitting there. It's just like two cups of dam. So shachad shtein, except they move. But shachad shtein bifnim pater. If you shecht both of them inside the Beis HaMikdash, I did the shechita inside. So pater, I have no liability because the one of them is the normal chatas that you're pater for, and the other one is the extra chatas which was going to die anyway, as Rashi says. So I'm okay. It was a karban. It was just a karban. I had no use for it. It's chatas shekibur v'alei. Shtei and b'chutz. If I shecht both of them outside, then I'm going to be chayav. I'm going to be liable, right? I shechted a karban outside. That's bad. Achas bifnim, the achas b'chutz. If I shechted one inside the Beis HaMikdash and then the second one outside the Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to be potter. The first one I did my responsibility with, and the second one was supposed to go anyway. Achas b'chutz, the achas bifnim. If I did the first one outside and the second one inside, chayav alachitzona. I'm liable for the one that I did outside because that was a chatas. It was a valid chatas outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'apnimis mechaferes, but the second one works just like the second cup of dam that I did inside works. I'm assuming the dam never left the Beis HaMikdash, by the way. It's not Yotze.
In both of these cases, we're necessarily talking about a korban that has associated with kapar.
Yes.
I believe it's not this. Not associated with kapar, second inside can't have been kapar, or what we just did outside.
Well, no one. I don't think anyone will say, even with a kapar one, that it's mechaper for what you did outside. I think mechaper just meant to fulfill one's original. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's just fulfilling its original purpose. He'll have to have a new chatas for whatever he did outside here. He was trying to mechaper for some previous avera.
Because they hadn't brought the inside one.
Yeah.
Correct. It's not talking about it being mechaper on that. It's talking about because you mechaper on whatever you're supposed to be mechaper for in the first place.
Correct.
You replace the first one.
Exactly.
So the minute you do the zerika, it's meratza.
Correct. Sorry?
The minute you do the zerika, it's meratza.
If you're talking about the two cups case, yes, that's correct.
So you could still be over lotasa outside and still be required something that's just not covered.
Correct.
The first one. So when I say punish, you're still punished, but not just not.
Well, wait. No. I'm sorry. Are you talking about, first of all, are you talking about dam or are you talking about animal?
We'll talk about, let's say the dam.
Okay, let's say the dam. So if I brought both dam and inside, that's what I was supposed to do. Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
If I did dam inside and then I did dam outside, so that goes back to the question of Shiara Yadam outside the Beis HaMikdash. That was our machlokas before. If I did both of them outside, then I'm for sure in trouble. If I did one outside and then one inside,
it says both outside. You have karis.
Ostensibly, it's halal b'chutz, right?
Okay, right. So when you do the first one outside,
right?
Now,
yes, then I am
chayav karis.
Correct. It's not me. I didn't do any of this, but yes, the person who does this is going to be chayav for the first one that he did outside. He's getting karis, and then the second one they did is mechaper for the previous avera that has nothing to do with what happened there.
Now, by now becoming, he's oyster the karis, but he's still ruling his outside. So it could be.
Who says he's oyster the karis? Why is he always the curry?
Well, when he gets the first one, he gets the first one outside.
Yeah,
until he gives the second one inside, he should be punishable by curries.
Why did bringing the second one inside help you? The curries remains.
So he still gets curries for the first one.
Yeah, correct. It's a separate action.
It's a
separate action. He's going to be chayav for his week outside, having nothing to do with what he does afterwards.
The first half, if he be outside, he's still going to be chayav.
Correct. I believe so. That's correct. Or whatever we're going to call this. Yeah. Yes. And then the last line, Kishem Shadama Poteres Bisara, Kahi Poteres is Bisar Chaverta. In the case where I have the two animals, you did the dam from one, that also took care of the meat of the other animal as well. Rashi explains, Kishem Shadama Poteres Bisara Miname Ila. Once you bring the dam on the Mizbeach from one carbon, that keeps the meat of the carbon from being subject to Me'ila, because now you did your avoda, and now it's no longer Kachay Kachim. Dizvikas Damotsia Bisar Kachay Kachim Miname Ila. Now it's mutter to the Kohanim. Kachi poteres is b'sar chaverta. So too, it takes care of the meat of the other animal. Even though the second one is now a chata shekipru be'alaha, and therefore it's a pasul karban, its owner already took care of his chait. That's the idea. Vashachat shteim b'fnim kai. It's about what you did both inside the Beis Hamikdash. That's his point. Vashmina deicha demunach b'kosos v'kadam v'zarek is dama achas. Telling me that if the dam from both is in cups, and I put the dam from the first cup on the mizbeach, poteres is chaverta mina meila mishum chata shekipu be'alel. That takes care of the meila that would have been relevant to this other one, which is the chata shekipu be'alel. It's the one whose owner has already used a different carbon. That's the idea. And he walks you through the rest of it. Rav Nachman Akasha, Rutz Gedush Baruch Hu, Zakos.